to start with you know, just going through this week, you guys knew what you were capable of doing, and you guys ended up with somebody in the A final in every stinking event, and the relays performed top two in all of the relays. Just what was it like watching the momentum build day by day and race by race?
Sure. But really, we just kept getting the smaller girls had made the pay, and I was just, like, totally blown away. Like, I don't know how many times the school has ever done that before, but it's not, doesn't happen every year for sure. So, me, Paige, Ella, and Kyla, we started off on that A3 relay, and we were really happy to win it. That was obviously the first relay title for UVA and also the ACC. So I think that just really got the momentum rolling, and it was really fun to be part of.
Yeah, and Alex, your first year in Charlottesville, and you guys have a national title under your belt, and the team's only going to get better from here with your sister coming in and a bunch of other really good recruits. Was this why you decided to come to UVA?
I would say that played a really big factor. Obviously, the number one reason was just I felt like I had an instant connection with the team and this group of girls. Like, I just wanted to be a part of this team because it's such a supportive group. But the momentum that they had going into last year, but also then coming into this year, you know, they went from 9th to 6th, and then last year it got canceled, but they were seeded to win. And then, of course, this year we win. Like, that whole trend upwards and, like, going after the title, that was something that I really wanted to be a part of, because I think, like, that just makes the team bond extra strong.
Obviously, you know, this is a, like Andy said, you guys are going to get better from here. There's a youth movement going on your team and all of, you know, all of women's swimming right now. But at the same time, being that youth group, you've also got leaders like Paige that have kind of, you know, been that senior leader for you guys. What has she meant to the team and to you, and how important is that? Was it to have somebody like her for this young team?
I mean, yeah, I'm fortunate enough, I get to train with Paige every day, so I've loved getting to swim next to her in all these really challenging sets, but Kyla Balls and Caroline Malik, they also are the two other swimmer fourth years that I've been able to train with every day as well, and I mean, they just have great leadership going into this weekend. Obviously, like, for them, a lot of the other fourth years opted out this year just because we knew, like, going in, it was going to be really challenging here with COVID. But they stayed, and honestly, that's meant the world to me, just to have, like, that leadership, because that's something that also I really drew me to Virginia when I was being recruited, was the strong leadership and the strong bond between, like, the older girls and the younger girls. So it's been really cool to go through this season with them, and then obviously win a national championship for them.
All right, and then on the flip side, as the youth movement here, I mean, this is your first year, and this is how it ended. So yeah, you've got three more years of this. I mean, not saying that you guys are going to win every year, but, like, you got three more years of having this caliber of a team, you know, with the chance to do stuff like this. Just has that sunk in that this is only the beginning for some of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Obviously, like, the emotions are running really high this weekend, and the fourth years, like, they are, this is, like, was their last collegiate meet, but then I'm over here, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, my first end of the season or whatever, so that's pretty cool. I think I'm really lucky in that, like, my class of girls for the 2024 graduating collegiate class, like, we're a really deep group, and so I'm excited to be able to race, you know, girls like Phoebe and Isabel for the next 3 years. I think it's just, and all of us kind of went to, like, different college anyway, and I think that makes the NCAA be that much more exciting and fun to be a part of.
How excited does this make you to transition over to long course now?
I'm really excited, honestly. I think I kind of, like, proved some messing in myself that I can, like, swim really fast in the morning. So looking forward to trials. I think that's a really good thing that I was able to do this weekend. And yeah, I mean, I'm really excited going forward. I think we, all of us being at trials from UVA, have, like, a really great season of training under our belts, and we're just looking to do well at trials. So yeah.
Are you gonna take a break or get right back in Monday? Are you getting back?
Taking a break. Yeah, I'm going home for a week because I haven't gotten to see Gretchen for a while, so I figured I'd just let this go on for a little bit. But yeah, and then obviously next week or a week from now we'll start to get back into it, which should be a little bit of a struggle at first, but we'll see.